503-250-1080. That is the Fan text line. Time for our P1 social. Richard Sherman of the San Francisco 49ers. Heard of him? Former Legion of Boomer. Ooh. Okay, Boomers. Is that what we call Legion of Boom 2.0? Do we go with the okay Boomers with them? But Richard Sherman is saying that he does not envision a scenario where the NFL shuts down their season. We know Major League Baseball went through quite the scenario yesterday where the Miami Marlins still are in Philadelphia awaiting results of tests as 13. It was reported as 14 yesterday morning. Jeff Passan has backed that down one person. It's down to 11 players and two coaches, total number at 13 players for the Marlins. And it started kind of the widespread panic. So Richard Sherman came out. And he said during an Instagram Live with Pro Football Focus, I don't see the league saying, hey, we're going to shut down if 10 get it, 15 people get it, 50 people get it. I see them saying, hey, remove those people, replace them with the new people, continue the game. How does a league push on, and how will the National Football League push on through this? Can they?
Business. Just like everybody else's business out there that has been fortunate enough to be able to keep going during the time, those that have not been shut down, those that have had to been shut down, then reopened with different classifications, coming back with different protocols, the option to not, it just isn't, it's just not possible. It's a double negative. I just stood out there. Take that one. You can't even imagine what the NFL will do because they're not going to. Remember what the push was in April? Shut it down. Shut the draft down. We can't do it. The Twitter world, everybody, they're just like, you can't do it. They found a way to make it happen. They went online. They went digital. They went through Zooms. They did all the things. Roger Goodell sat there in a cool T-shirt and told us all how it was going to be great in his basement. And they made it work. They found a way to make it work.
Adam Schefter gave us this nugget.
Carnage in the streets.
Carnage in the streets.
Carnage in the streets.
Was it carnage?
No.
I think it was just fine. The overreaction of a draft meant that it was uncomfortable. It was different. It was awkward. We wanted to be. The NFL is going to do one thing and one thing only. Their thing. And that's the only thing that they care about.
And
it's been that way from eons, and it will continue to be that way.
The one thing that they can do with the draft, and it was outside the box, and it was really well executed for how quickly they had to put it together, was they could go virtual. You can't go virtual with a football season, though. You know, you cannot have, you know, guys playing in their basement like Roger Goodell. When the one hiccup in that, remember when he was overheating in the sweater the first day?
Yeah.
That was their only hiccup.
Well, yeah, he had to change it up a little bit.
It was super hot.
It's hot in the basement.
It was hot down there. Those TV lights heat up a basement.
He makes $30 million a year. He can't afford a thermostat?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, TV lights, Buck. You know TV lights. TV lights will...
It's true, they're hot.
They'll make that place a sauna. And he was well lit. But you can't go virtual with a football season. And that leads us to Dr. Alan Sills, who is the chief medical officer for the National Football League. Now that sounds like a high paying title. Chief medical officer for the National Football League.
Sure does.
Kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
And he laid out via the NFL Network their protocols that are in place on what they do expect and what they plan to do.
I think we've been consistent throughout this as saying that we do expect to have positive tests. That's because this disease is still endemic across our society. So as long as it's present, we know that we will have some positives. The goal of everything we're doing with our testing, tracking, tracing program is quickly identify who tests positive, get those individuals isolated away from the team, get them the appropriate treatment, and try to prevent an outbreak. So, you know, we think that's, again, partly about testing, but it's also about this tracking and tracing. And it's also about all the other steps we have in place that you saw in the video at the facilities to try to keep everyone as safe as possible.
I've never personally been more confident of a sport to get ahead of everything, to not only be ahead but be the leaders in anything, because that's kind of what the NFL does. The NFL leads in how they deal with things now that they've made their mistakes in the past, but understanding their technology, they're a very cash-flush league who's going to invest tons of money. I outlined the Minnesota Vikings, but you can go on and actually see now through a lot of different, the television is going to show you that through ESPN and Fox. They're actually going to show you guys checking into training camp and show you their protocols where it takes three tests even getting in the building. It takes a application of checking your temperature, a facial recognition side. There's also a couple also different protocols that you get on through more tracking technology that's a wearable that you're going to have once you're within the building. And then after all of that, you're going to be quarantined. So within that own quote unquote bubble. Now the bubble side of football, you can't do football in a bubble. So, you know, anyone that's asking for this, it's just not possible.
Wait, what do you mean that they're quarantined?
Quarantined within their facility. So if some teams are going to have, like, they have a hotel within their space, you know, there are some that have within, I don't know, a couple hundred yards within their facility, there are hotels in those places. You know, that way they can keep guys in certain spots during training camp. Some, what's going to be the bigger question is they're going to let them go home every day to their families. And that's probably going to be a bigger question for the guys, the veterans. Are they going to want to go home? Are they going to go back and forth? Are you going to have those in place? But watching the rookies check in, if you haven't had the opportunity to do it, you can go on YouTube or go on some of the other networks and see that. Watching them, the rookies check in, it's as, I don't want to say complicated, it's as thorough of a protocol I've ever seen. And this is because I don't have a background in pandemic response, also in what it's like to get into work. Dude, we walk through a door with a mask on. Mm-hmm. Does anybody else go through those protocols? If you would have seen it, no, I don't know any other business, at least personally, I don't know any business here around that go through the steps just to make it in the building at an NFL facility. If you watch that, it's incredible. It's as strict as you can get.
Yeah.
And, from what I'm seeing right
but
now.
But here is the issue that they have ahead of them is that guys are going to go home. You know,
okay,
and that's the same problem that Major League Baseball has. Guys are going to be getting food from elsewhere. Yep. And with Dr. Sills, he said a lot of the things that the Major League Baseball folks were saying too is we're going to have daily testing or every other day testing, and we're going to make sure that we have contact tracers. Like with the Phillies and Marlins situation, there were three doctors there that said, probably shouldn't go on with it. Probably wouldn't recommend it. But then it was up to the Marlins players to go, all right, we're playing, right? We want to play. We're going to play. And there's something that really can't be avoided, and it's happening all over, is a testing lag, especially in some regions of the country. Like there's, what, two or three teams in the state of Florida right now in the NFL where there's huge testing lags that are happening there. And so are you able to get it back promptly and get those results promptly? Because that becomes one of the big issues here. 503-250-1080. Your feedback on this, Dr. Alan Sills, and hear from some other movers and shakers from around the world of football, including one of the McCourty twins. You read this statement yesterday that he had on his podcast, Double Coverage, but it kind of rains true on this is where football may have its biggest struggles. 645 on the Fan.